Oslin says that after a promising start under President Boris Yeltsin, democracy has failed under his successor, Vladimir Putin. Since at least 2002, he says, Mr. Putin has been undoing Russia's fragile advances in democracy and moving towards a corrupt authoritarianism in which the state is again dominant. Speaking at Washington's Peterson Institute, where he's a senior fellow, Oslin said that President Putin and his inner circle are enriching themselves by fraudulently obtaining ownership shares in Russian energy companies.
I think that we today are seeing the greatest larceny in any country that we have ever seen, not counting Saudi Arabia, where there's no clear distinction between what is the state finances and what are the family finances.
Oslin says that he does not expect President Putin to surrender power when his term expires next year, outlining the central conclusions of his just-published book, Russia's Capitalist Revolution. Oslin says that there can be no doubt that Russia has created a market economy. But, he says, Russia's market economy goes hand-in-hand with increasingly authoritarian political structures.
I don't think that this can hold. I think that it will break, and that it will break because of corruption, and that it will be a political break rather than an economic break.
Speaking at the same forum, Harvard University professor Richard Pipes says building democracy in Russia is not easy.
I'm not so at all convinced that even if you have pure capitalism in Russia, you would have a rise of democracy. Russians are very insecure people.
Just returned from 3 weeks in Russia, Pipes said that President Putin and his policies are popular and that polls suggest he enjoys 70% support from the public. He said Russia has a long tradition of favoring a strong ruler and that people generally equate freedom with chaos. Oslin says Russia's economic success is impressive, with high rates of economic growth and real advances in per capita living standards. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.